Hey guys, welcome back to Realcast. In this episode, it's going to be a little bit different because we're going to speak out facts. If you are offended very easily, I do apologize. We don't mean that, but it's just straight facts. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get it started. You gave me the whole living fucking scare shit, bro. All I heard was boom, all up in my ear, and it's so fucking dead in this room.
Yeah, it's Andrew.
Yeah, I think he's doing something with his streaming thing.
Oh. Okie doke.
Is he? Let me send it just in case he's not, though. Blah, pull up, pull up. Yo, it's 8 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. Yo me siento como una vieja ya.
Yo, I'm dead as want to go to sleep. We
probably not going to be on here for long and we're going to end up knocking out. Guaranteed. Me and you, at least.
Yo, I'm going to eat and knock the fuck out.
Oh, tú no comiste?
No, I'm going to eat before I sleep. Because I need to take my my painkillers because I want to be numb to my fucking body pain.
Mm-mm.
You gotta get like drogas. It's been a whole long 2 weeks we haven't been on this shit. Oh, she getting the mensajes. Yo, what are you doing?
Yo.
All I hear is clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. I mean, the fuck is she doing?
Texting.
Jaja whale.
Multitasking, honey bunch. Multitasking until we start.
We already started.
All right, shorty. Let's bring up the topic.
About these fake-ass Bible books?
Yeah.
Preachers?
I'm just Lord.
They ain't ready about that conversation, though. But who cares? Y'all fake as Bible preachers. Like, how y'all reading a book made by humans and say it's God, but then say, we don't know what the real Bible means.
The audacity of people that they just don't know how to put two and two together. And at the end of the day,
people stupid.
Stupid ain't the word no more, honey.
That's a true fact, though, but like, it just make no sense. I like people, when people talk about it, it's just like, I would have been like, yeah, I really need to research what y'all be reading, because...
Nah, because they be sitting there trying to... And they say that their research is valid when, in fact, it is not.
But the thing is that their only research is the fucking Bible.
Not everybody. Guarantee you that one.
Then who?
Because people don't... Like, we were saying earlier...
Wait, before we get to that topic, there's a such thing as a purple sweet potato latte?
Yeah, ube. So the purple yam is called ube. It's from the Philippines.
Oh no, I'm watching this Korean thing.
No, yo me imagino, tú eres prácticamente asiática.
No, first of all, this is like a whole cafe that I do want to go to, and she's like making mad drinks, and I'm like hella confused when she said purple sweet potato. I'm like, mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, they make desserts out of it, like food dishes, a lot of stuff.
Yo, we need to pull up to this fucking thing. Do they even have it here?
Yeah,
because these drinks are, these drinks look so fucking good. I've been watching this shit for like the half hour, and I'm like, damn, give me the recipes, bro.
Where are they?
It's called the litter?
Mm.
Leader? I don't know. I haven't checked where they at though. They better be in New York because I'm about to pull up. Yo, that ice americano. ¿Cómo that banana latte look nice. Ooh.
¿Cómo se escribe?
Literally is the litter.
Oh, the litter.
Well.
Or litter?
Leader. Leader. L-I-T-E-R.
Let's see.
Yo, if they have one here, yo, can you make me? Yo, she making a milkshake? What you make the milkshake from, bro? What kind of milkshake is this? Because there's a lot of different milkshakes. Oh, it's like a plain vanilla milkshake. Yo, for the half hour, I've just been watching this shit. Diablo. It's been entertaining me. That's how much my brain is so fucking fried right now. I'm just watching people make drinks.
They don't have it here.
Yo, rice flour latte. I just need to make rice and flour. Who is writing me?
No lo tienen aquí, no.
Damn, yo, I need that. I really need. Oh my god, brown sugar bubble tea, bro.
That's my favorite one. Brown That's sugar milk tea.
Yo, she's making it right now. You see that beauty? Oh my god. Yo, I need to go get some drinks out here.
I've been wanting bubble tea ever since the day that we went out to the city. I haven't gotten it though. Girl, because the one that we got
was bag. Bomb. That shit was bomb. Back to the conversation, though.
Back to the podcast. But yeah, hypothetically speaking, people don't understand or look at things in those perspectives because they just go based off of what they're told and what they were raised with, which in theory to me just doesn't make any sense. Like common sense, it doesn't like, como que no encaja.
It's really not.
So therefore I completely agree with you on that topic that people are just, you know,
they're not ready to hear that your book is fake. Even your Pope says your book is fake. And I'm not even stating on one religion. I'm stating on all religions.
On multiple panels of it. I agree. So
what y'all preaching for is still a human person who wrote the book. Not no God that you hear in your books. Because technically that God didn't write it. So I need someone to pull up with a Latin and let me know what the Bible actually really says.
Boy, oh boy.
And when that happens, everything's going to be turned around. Everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? And I'm going to be like, I told y'all bitches.
Mm-mm.
Don't want to listen.
Nobody really pays mind to a cat. That's the thing. And because nobody's really genuinely ready for that conversation. Nobody's really open to the idea of talking about it and actually looking and digging into it. That's the thing. And like you said, they really just go based off of the matter of, oh, this is what I was taught, this is what I know, and this is how it is. They don't really look further into it. And the same thing, that the ideology of faith and all this whatnot is not really real to me, because nowadays everything is based off of money and power and capitalism and just like,
mm-hmm.
like,
that's 100% right. Anything about no faith?
No. People say that they have the faith, but in reality, genuinely, they absolutely do not.
Because so, people are fake in this fucking world. Fake ass bitches. And yes, get offended for the fake ass bitches.
People won't stay offended because it's not what they want to hear. So
I don't give two fucks. I'm gonna be honest as this podcast is the most honest bitch in this bitch, and I'm gonna tell y'all I don't give a fuck. Y'all fake. Period. Get offended. Cry about it.
Everybody gonna get butt hurt.
Ain't my problem.
Everybody and their mama gonna get butt hurt about it. So therefore,
grow up. That's all I tell you. Grow up.
But girl,
gotta be open-minded. Cause
a lot of people, think that they're open-minded,
but they're not.
They're not, yeah. Like, their perspective on things are very narrow and closed-minded, and they're not open to understanding or looking to understand other perspectives.
Because it's their way or no way.
Exactly. It's their way or no way, and then...
I'll throw a chancleta in your face.
There's people that never sit there to... How do I say? They're never really open to the idea of them being proved wrong.
Oh, well, bitch, I'm here. I'm going to prove you wrong.
So that's why...
Take some several seats.
There's a lot of contradictions, and there's always a lot of issues with certain topics, not just based off of the one that we're speaking of today. But...
Oh, there's a lot of topics I could pull out and everybody's not ready for it. Yo, imagine these people's God is actually aliens. Yo, I must be dying.
Let's not even go down that route.
Yo, I will go down the route. I don't give a fuck. People gonna be dying if that's the truth.
We gonna start with a whole bunch of extraterrestrials up in this bitch.
Oh, we are. There's a lot of them.
Girl.
Yo, I'm waiting for them to pop out. I've been telling you this since you started on the podcast. I'm waiting for them to pop out so I could go squit squit with them. Like, it's better living with y'all than living with these people. They start in wars because they petty.
No, seriously. I'm about to be like, y'all got space on that saucer? Because I think I want to go with y'all.
Yo, they trying to hijack my fucking bank account, bro.
I'm about to be like,
I'm not about this.
I'm very much loyal and I'm very useful. Please, take me with you.
First of all, they putting me in situations I don't even want to be in.
I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask to be in a war, okay?
I didn't ask for my bank account to be hijacked.
Yo, I didn't ask for me to go to Russia because my fucking shit is hijacked. The fuck? I didn't ask for this life.
That's funny.
Oh, but on the other hand, I'm with the Ukrainians.
Agreed.
We're gonna shoot these bitches.
The doctors that I work for are Ukrainian, and it's pretty crazy, like, the shit that's going on out there, and it's pretty sad, but...
It is sad.
I really do think that this man needs to be assassinated, like...
Listen, I've been saying this since we started. Since this shit started, I've been saying all y'all need to end this is 1 minute, one bullet, done.
Agreed. Girl, I'm with you. I'm what you want
to. Yo, ask. Let a Dominican be the president. That man will be like, Mátalo. He's not even going to be like, yo, consult me, tell me what to. No. Shoot him down. That's it. No question asked. He comienza con su vaina.
Mátalo.
Asesinado. Okay? Mátalo. Es su tiempo. Yo, I'm dead ass. Go to Dominican Republic. We should know this by now. We don't fucking play. Like, we don't play. One of my mom's friends, I was chilling with them, and we were talking about the Ukrainians. Mind you, he literally just came from the Dominican Republic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the Ukrainian thing, and all that. He was like, it's so sad. Porque si fuera en Santo Domingo, eso yo lo mataba de una vez con los machetes. I was like, see what I mean? You see what I mean? We directly agreed. We gonna fucking kill you. That's not work.
We don't play that game. I'm sorry.
We don't. We really don't. And then they were telling me about the Haitian thing and the Dominican thing. They were like, you saw the Haitian thing? That happened a long time ago? Mm-hmm. We wasn't about it. We were going to fuck you up and kill you. I was like, oh.
Everybody was ready to die.
Yo. One of my cousins, she was like, yo, we Dominicans, we don't play. We know what happened to the Haitians? That's why they scared of crossing no more. I was like, pendeja, shut the fuck up.
Yo, dead ass. Pero verdad. Es verdad. Tristemente la verdad. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, like, I feel for them because there's some of them that they don't deserve it. And there are some of them where they do work hard to try and, you know, make a living for themselves. But sometimes I feel like certain governments and just overall entities are very corrupt, and they paint pictures that aren't in fact realistic. Mm-hmm. And then everybody in society and in the world just follows by it. Just the same example with the whole thing about religion. And the whole thing about the Bible, it's like not a lot of people put effort into putting the pieces together, or you know, actually thinking about it and paying attention and, you know, realizing what is it. Like, is it realistic? Is it a figment of my imagination? Is it something that
Everything just goes down to money hungry and power hungry. That's just it.
1,000% I agree.
Because mostly all of this shit starts because of our supposedly world leaders and governments and all this. All starts with them, to be honest with you. We're just here like the dumb fucks, like, okay, here we go, another shit. We didn't cause it, but here we go.
I completely agree with you on that aspect, because it's not just one. It's not just one country. It's multiple. And mm-hmm. when it comes down to these things, not everybody really wants to talk about it, because everyone thinks like there's either one country that's more superior than the other. And
that's why you can't support all fucking politics. Politics. And world leaders, you can't really take sides, because at the end of the day, they still one thing: money hungry and power hungry.
Agreed. At the end of the day, it's
just. But when those aliens come down and they whip their ass, I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, bitch."
I'm on the alien side.
I'm like alien side.
At the end of the day, I just honestly feel like. There's a lot of things that are wrong with this government. There's a lot of things that should be changed. There are some things with other countries that I do agree with, some things that I do not agree with. Such as, like, for example, maternity leave and paternity leave. Other countries, they have like 6 to 8 months, a year, 2 years, depending the country. And here it's like you get a measly 6 weeks. Like, how is that even possible? And everyone here works their life away for what? To pay taxes and, like, to become a slave to the system?
But that's what all we do. We basically just work to pay taxes, to pay for the fucking people that supposed to be paying, meaning the rich. That's what I'm on.
They
won't cash these hands real quick.
Because they living on their life on a pedestal, and we out here, like,
right, and the only one that I praise is Tesla. That's the only man that I praise, because this man literally tweeted, and he always pays his taxes. He said, "How much should I send for taxes?" Only rich man that'll actually say that and do it.
I just,
But all of y'all can suck my motherfucking ass.
I just honestly don't understand how people can just sit there and agree or go along with the structure of the country that we live in, or be okay with like the politics that are being spewed or shit that's being put out on social media or on the news, and just be like, "Oh yeah, let's do this. Yeah, this is what it is. Yeah, blah blah blah." And I'm just like, "All right, so you're a dumb fuck too? Okay, great, fantastic."
This is why you heard that the soldiers didn't even know they were trying to invade Ukraine.
Yeah.
There's like videos of the Russian soldiers that are being captured, mm-hmm. and they stating they didn't know that they were trying to invade Ukraine. Mm-mm. And that they want to go back home. They were told that basically it was a training thing. I'm like, I'm gonna need to get that manual. What's the training like? Goddamn.
Girl.
Yeah, in Dominican, don't be like that. Dominican, you get shot real quick.
You get shot, you get ended, you get taken to jail, you just...
Bitch, you get a fucking machete in your ass.
You see your life flash before your eyes and adiós. Uno,
yo, let him try... Yo, if this man try that in the American Republic, he gonna die in the land. He gonna... First of all, he gonna die from the brujas. He gonna die from the farmers with the machete. He gonna die from the politics trying to capture his ass and torture his ass.
Hasta que lo dejen en pedacito y se lo devuelvan al país.
Yup. Va a recibir su regalo.
De que mira, de que hay un regalo en la puerta, vayan a buscarlo. Eso pesa un chingo.
But he does need to get assassinated. It's yep. Like with the this girl, she was on the news. And I completely agree with her. Like, if this man is doing this to Ukraine, and his plan is to reunite the Soviet Union. That's his fucking plan. That's, like, anyone can tell me, oh, it's because, you know, they Ukraine's gonna be NATO and they're gonna put the missile right in next to his door. Okay. Get it. You could have won it the other way, you know.
Yeah.
Try to do it peacefully, but you want to invade. But now... They literally just released that his idea was to reunite the Soviet Union. I'm like, you can just die now. See, I wanted you dead, but now I want you like dead.
I'm telling you, it's gonna take a lot for people to realize that shit, and it's gonna take a lot for.
He's gonna get caught off. He's literally getting caught off.
For something like that to happen, it's gonna have to be. Something or someone of, like, you know, actual intelligence to realize and put two and two together and actually take action and do something. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, currently at the rate that we're going, I don't think that that's really going to happen anytime soon.
My thing is, like, I get it. Like, I get what Biden is trying to say. Like, I get it. If we get involved, we can go into war too and we will be fucked. Get that. I get it. But like this Ukrainian girl said, he's not gonna stop, period. If he gets Ukraine, he's gonna go to the next one and the next one and the next one, because he's gonna be power hungry and he's going to want to, he wants Russia to rule the world. Girl. He's not gonna stop. Once he get Europe, he's gonna try to get over here. And ain't nobody gonna get over here, because you gonna get your ass beat. That's what you gonna get.
I'm just over it, to be honest. I think I'm gonna go live in a private island somewhere before all this bullshit explodes. That's what I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think I should. Damn, you leaving already? Take me with you.
Damn, my girl. I'm not trying to live this life.
And then the same thing is happening with China and Taiwan. It's like, y'all, like, first of all, y'all supposed to be grown-ass people and y'all fighting like y'all in high school.
No, but did you hear about the matter now that they're gonna be recruiting men and children for this shit? And if your household, let's say, if there's only one, the only child and the only son, they're exempt from it. And I'm just sitting here like, well, here we go.
Oh, so we're trying to do that. What's that movie? What Happened to Sunday?
Girl, I ain't trying to have none of that bullshit happen. Thank you very much.
But wait, that's in Ukraine or?
Aquí.
Yeah, nah. That's a whole no, bro.
Yeah, I'm not with the shits, to be honest with you. And I think it's only going to get worse from here on out. And a lot of people don't understand that.
It is going to get a lot of worse. On top that, we're killing the planet. Like, how the fuck it was 70 degrees the other day and now it's freezing balls and tomorrow it's snowing rain? Like... Oh, what the fuck? Is like the weather machine broken?
Mother Nature got her panties up in a bunch.
I don't blame her, but like, goddamn. I had like three different seasons in 3 days.
Yo, seriously, girl. Not even. Just on Sunday, I think it was, we had three different seasons. I'm over it already.
I'm like, damn, I don't even know if to put my jacket or my sweater. Hot as balls to fucking freezing cold, windy, yeah, and tomorrow you, gonna be snowy rain.
You walk outside in the morning and it's fall. Cuando llega el 12 del día, it's summertime. Y cuando llega las 6 de la noche, we in wintertime.
I'm like, the fuck? How the fuck?
Girl, I ain't with it. Nope. I'm not about it. I'm not built for this cold life. I'm not built for none of this shit. I need the tropics with a drink and call it a day. Thank you.
Me too. Because, yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, yo.
Bet you tomorrow. Mind you, this is Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday. So if I'm talking about tomorrow when I put this out Wednesday. I don't mind people because it's like, tomorrow, Thursday? Oh, but you post this on Wednesday. Mm. No. Mm. But bet you tomorrow. $100. Mad people gonna call out because it's no rain.
Girl.
Mind you, they called out today, and today was beautiful. Even though it was, like, hella fucking windy. Like,
it was today.
Yo, I went in the corner of my block. That shit said, whoosh. I was like, okay, Mary Poppins.
Yo, dead ass.
Trying to take me away. Shit. She was trying to pull me to the side, and I'm like, hey, damn. Airbending.
Girl. Yo. Who was it? I think I saw somebody earlier. He was wearing shorts, but then he was wearing Uggs, and I'm like, my guy.
Are you cold? Or like, what's the weather for you?
What's going on here?
Like, is the weather fine for you?
The upper half is cold. The bottom half is hot. I'm trying to
understand. Yo, I'd be confused when I would see people with a fucking coat on top and some shorts or with some Uggs. And I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to judge you. Is this art? Like, what's going on? Is there two different seasons in your body? Like, girl, let me know.
I'll be trying to think. I'm like, yo, are you half like serpent? Are you half human? I'm trying to understand the mathematics behind your wardrobe.
Yo, I just don't get it. Like, people these days, I can't. On the other hand, so you seen like the Japanese train station where they have like the glass doors?
Yes, the glass open and doors. Closed.
So now they're going to start doing this. The they're going to do this in most. Well, they're going to try it in like 3 or 4 train stations. And then after that, they're going to do it in all the train stations. And I'm like, yo, it's about fucking time, because like the fuck. Wasn't like the first death of the in the fucking train station enough? Yeah, I had to wait for like the billion one to make it.
No, they wanna do it. They wanna wait until like 3 or 4 more people die.
Like, it's common sense. If y'all didn't want something, how about shield people from it?
Nope.
Wow, that's a great idea. Not wait until like billions of fucking people that either got pushed on the track. Or fell, or drunk, or some shit, or committed suicide because of it.
But
I'm glad they're doing it though.
But to be honest with you, Kat, though, if you think about it, like, let's say the amount of money that we sit here and throw into taxes and all this shit, you would think that the MTA system, for example, in the city of New York, that's like the most convenient method of transportation, even though it's filthy, it's disgusting, it's atrocious, but. You would think that the same way that Japan has their train system, that to avoid the amount of deaths that we have here in New York, they would do the same since we invest so much money in the taxes. Where the fuck is it all going?
First of all, I always said this. They don't do shit in that train station. First of all, it's dirty as hell. We still got rats. Like, I get it. We ghetto. I get it. We are ghetto. But goddamn.
No, because
why am I paying all these fucking taxes for y'all not to do shit? I might as well just stay home and not do shit with y'all.
But at the end of the day, it's not even just transportation in general. It's like the roads are horrendous.
Horrible. half-ass work.
Exactly. And then,
buildings, half-ass work.
Half-ass, or they're old as hell and se están cayendo en pedazo. And then at the end of the day, they fix only the front and then leave everything
else. First of all, where I used to work, where me and Carly used to work, I worked one in Brooklyn. They built this building so fucking fast. You can hear the wind whistle within the walls.
That's horrible.
Literally, you think someone's screaming, but it's just the wind going in between the walls.
The walls.
I said, hell the fuck no. Mm-mm. For me to be paying $4,000, hell the fuck no. No, ain't working. That's not working for me. First of all, I'm hearing the wall scream because of the wind. Second of all, that building had to be... When I started in that building, I was there for 2 years, and it was still being built, and it was halfway. Mm-hmm. And within that half of that year, that shit was done. And I'm like, the fuck? How y'all, first of all, it took y'all 2 years to get to that level, and all of a sudden y'all finished?
Yeah.
I looked inside, I was like, nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Y'all can say it's beautiful and all, but I ain't stupid, bitch. I'm not fucking stupid. Yo, it one time, yo, it's so, like, the site is so beautiful. Like, the deck area, when you see it, it's beautiful. Because it goes to the Williamsburg waterway. Yo, there was one day that me and everyone that was there was so fucking scared. When I tell you, we was fucking scared. Mind you, we was on the 9th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, so fucking tired. It was, like, half a day because I think it was, like, a holiday or something. And I was the manager for that day. So I'm like, I heard you. I'm going to do this real quick and leave. So I open, I do everything. Mind you, that day was supposed to rain. So I'm like, we chilling. There's barely no one there. They go to the gym in and out. They already have a key. That's open 24/7. So I hear my lifeguard in the walkie-talkie that we have. He's like, yo. And I'm like, what the fuck you want, bitch? Like, the fuck? He's like, yo, come here. And I'm like, you're gonna make me get the fuck up. So I'm walking to the fucking pool area. And I'm like, yo, what do you want? He's like, look at the fucking sky. I'm like, what are you talking about? Look at the sky. So you see when it normally rains, it gets dark. Right? Uh-huh. Like a black, grayish dark.
Mm-hmm.
Why am me in the residence outside this fucking deck? And the sky is fucking black and green.
Oh, nah.
I'm looking at it and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? It's supposed to rain. Like, we hear the thunder. We see the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But the sky is fucking green. I'm like, where is this color coming from? And it was like moving. But we're like, everyone's like, do you know what this is? I'm like, do I look like the weatherman? You asking me like I know the weather, bitch. I'm over here asking the same question. The fuck?
Trying to figure out if we in the next apocalypse or not.
Right. They're over here. Hey, do you know what's going on? Do I look like the Weather Channel? I don't know. Like, the fuck? All of them are like, hey, did you see outside? Do you know what's going on? And I'm like, do you see the Weather Channel? Ask them. Not me. I just work here.
Girl.
Literally, but it was fucking weird and scary. Like, literally, was I think I have a picture. I think I'm gonna send it to, I think it's my other phone, but I'm gonna send it to you. Yo, that shit was creepy. Like, we saw the lightning and everything, it was striking on the roofs and stuff. I even saw it hit the fucking Empire State Building, which I think I do have a photo. Yeah. Like, literally, the tip of the fucking Empire State Building.
Oh my god.
But it was so fucking green. And I'm like, yo, where the fucking green come from? Like, it was a whole thunderstorm. But I know when there's a thunderstorm. I've been outside when a thunderstorm. It's only gray and black. Where the fuck does green come from? I even said it's probably the aliens popping up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And my thing, it looks like it's right, like, when we were there, it's like it's right there in front of us. Like, literally right there. That everybody came out taking mad, like, pictures and shit. I'm like, when y'all die, don't say shit, because I'm going to be out.
Mm-mm.
We don't do this in the hood. We leave.
You run.
We don't fucking take pictures, bitch. You dying. Start running. Not me. Ain't nobody dying up in this bitch. That's a whole no-go.
We too young to die. We still got time.
We not young. It's just we don't fuck around with that shit.
Damn cat.
Nah. We don't do that. We don't run. We run.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nobody staying. What the fuck I look like? I'm here taking mad pictures and fucking shit and just standing there. I'm on the 9th floor.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, I was literally popping. Like, the whole area from that floor is glass.
Oh, nah. No,
my
you.
Ass was inside taking the pictures. These bitches were outside running and taking the pictures. Mind you, the wind is severe. We're near the fucking water. We literally had to bring in the fucking deck chairs because they're starting to fly around.
Fly around? We up in the Wizard of Oz
2.0. And then this... Yo, and then this bitch says, why are you guys putting the chairs inside? I was gonna use it. I'm like, alright, so I'm gonna leave one outside so it could hit you outside your fucking head. She looked at me like, oh my god. And I'm like, we're closed. Go. Get out. Like, you see the fucking... Bitch, when I tell you I was running, getting these fucking pillows that were outside, and they were flying all over the place, and you see me and my lifeguard. It was me. I think it was me and Manny, or was it Anthony? I think it was all of us. And I'm like, yo, get the pillows. And these pillows were fucking flying around the whole area. I'm like, I'm not dying because of this pillow.
Girl, like I said, I think it's either we flying out with aliens or we going on a private island.
We going on a private island? I don't know. Well, if we go with aliens, we're safer because we could fly away.
Never know.
Bitch, I'd rather fly away.
That too,
buddy. Because at this point,
you never know.
We playing with missiles. We playing with nuclear shit.
Listen, but you never know. It could reach the galaxy, mija. We still ain't.
Well, I guess I'm going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch. Shit. We're going to be Guardians of the Galaxy, but this bitch. Or we're going to be Captain Marvel, either one.
One or the other.
Shit.
That's funny.
Talk about I can reach space. Bitch, we... Matter of fact, we're gonna be Star Trek. How about that? Or Star Wars. I got the lightsaber already ready.
Girl, I ain't ready for none of this, and I'm over it already. I'm over COVID.
First of all, it's kind of funny how we forgot about COVID. And this shit's still going around and killing people. I'm just confused. And on top of that, they dropped down all the fucking mandates. And we already have another new one that already arose. And I'm just like.
So did they in fact lift the mask mandate?
Yeah. You can't, you don't have to wear a certain mask in certain place, like in indoor businesses.
Mm-hmm.
School mandates also got lifted. But my thing is, we're going to go back to the same shit because now we have a new one that is more contagious. It was in animals.
I already claimed it. We're going to have variants down the motherfucking alphabet.
Yeah, because now we're in S because it's that sealed something.
I don't know, girl. And I'm overcounting because I'm like, listen, we're going to go down the We're gonna go down the whole damn alphabet and we still gonna be going.
They all gonna die. I'm just gonna be chilling.
I ain't over that. I'm over it. Over it.
I'm gonna be chilling.
Cause
excuse me, telephone. This is why you the old phone. This is why you the old phone. Because who the fuck told you to take a picture?
Oh, Diablo. The audacity.
Right, it just literally... Didn't you hear the click? I didn't even hit the button. This is my old phone. First of all, didn't I put the... Yo, how the fuck are you...
Okay. Your phone has a mind of its own,
clearly. No, this is my old phone.
Oh.
I think this is the 10.
It's still got...
It's in good condition. It's just...
It still has a mind of its own.
It does! Like, the fuck are you ringing for if I have you on mute? Like, how the fuck that works?
Girl.
It just makes no sense. But now we either gonna die.
Listen, girl. That's how iPhones be fucking around with everybody.
Oh, they even released something. I think it was today.
Mm.
They have a new color, I think.
Oh, this bitch about to go and look. Girl.
Yeah, it's a new color that they have.
Let's see, shorty. Apple. I want the MacBook. But
I got the MacBook Pro.
I have to get rid of the laptops that I have. I think I'm gonna sell them.
Bitch, the I have Huna. Like 5 of them.
El Diablo. The fuck you hosting here? The teleconference of the world with the fucking United Nations?
I wish we would have been better off. Oh, shit.
Oh, why is it green?
Wait, they got green?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends. I like green, but it depends on
it. It looks like a hunter green, but in certain aspects, like in some ways, like some pictures of the phone, it doesn't look like hunter green.
Oh, because I like me a little bit of a hunter green, girl.
There's some of them that, yes, I do agree that the color looks nice, pero depende.
Oh, we deleting these pictures right here because that's a no-go for me.
Girl.
Yo, where the hell is this photo? Like, I'm dead ass trying to look for where I got this photo. Joe. I'm dead ass gonna show you.
What?
How dark that Wall Street shit is.
Mandamelo.
Yo, when I tell you, I was gonna have a heart attack.
Mm-mm, girl.
And Carla knew. I think, no, Carla didn't work that day, though. It was this other girl. What's her name? Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, when I tell you, I used to bark on that book. Like, whoever fucking left the fucking shit off, beating you the fuck up. Like, the fuck, just leave a light on, bro.
I remember when I went. And that shit looked like a whole fucking crypt. I'm like, excuse me, where am I going? Because, Shorty, this ain't the one. I ain't the one. Mm-mm.
Yo, even this, people were complaining. This little human
right here is scared of the dark. I ain't doing it.
A lot of people were complaining about, oh, why is it so dark? Like, this building is literally in an alleyway. What do you think?
The location that I went to was the one in Manhattan, cerca de World Trade Center.
For Carla?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same one we worked at.
Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you.
That shit is spooky as hell.
Mm-hmm. Spooky ain't the word, girl.
That's a true fact.
Spooky is not the fucking
especially
word.
Especially that huge ass painting, bro. I'm sensitive to that side. And that painting. Mm-mm. That painting, that was a no-no.
Girl, there's a whole bunch of shit.
I'm literally trying to figure out. Damn, I think I deleted it though. Do I have a missing? Yo, my phone is so small compared to like my new phone.
You said small?
Yeah, the 10 is really small.
Oh, I don't even remember what that shit looked like. The one that I have before the current phone that I have is the XS Max. I don't know. Oh, that is the 10. It's just mine is the bigger version, the XS, and then it's the bigger size.
I got the 10 plus. Yeah, there's a plus. Four people got stabbed in the trains in a subway station in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Nope.
Girl, I'm just gonna leave the tri-state area.
Me too. Damn, I wish I had a shit. What do I have? Oh, look. Poland offers MiG-29 fighter jets to U.S. base in Germany for transfer to Ukraine. Y'all should already know what I'm gonna say, like. Shoot, shoot, gang, gang. That's all you gotta do. Watch that shit be over. And someone's like, oh, but if you do, you know, his people, his right people are gonna do something. No, they're not. They're gonna be like, damn, we over this meme. And the fact that he's a trained spy. Who the fuck had a right mind to put a trained spy as a fucking president? Fucking idiots.
Oh, Lord. Girl, there's a whole bunch of bullshit that's going on in this world that yo no entiendo como que está pasando y como lo dejan pasar.
Me either. And I blame people because people ya voted for them.
A mí tienen harta.
Careful. Yeah. Oh, I think this man is still trying to talk to them. Yo, I did not know it was women's day today.
Yeah, I didn't know either until one of my patients came in and she brought us stuff. And I'm like, go ahead, girl. Power to the pussy, because we're the superior race.
We are.
We're the superior species.
Yes, we are. Happy Women's Day. I didn't even know that shit. All I know is I was chilling in the front. And my boss was like, hey, is there any more people? I'm like, sir, I don't know. They can't sing for front and back. I don't know what's going on today. It was so nice outside, too.
It was.
And I'm like, I don't know why these people can't sing, bro.
I left my house today in a leather jacket. And I thought I was going to be worse than that. No, but no. But
what? Watch tomorrow.
But no, Elsa is going to be blowing air, cold air up our asses.
First of all, it's going to be snowing and raining.
Girl, no, I don't want any of that.
Yeah, it's dead as saying it's snowing with rain. And it's on 80% over here, so I don't know about over there. But it's 80% over here. And I'm just like, what time did this shit start? Oh, it says snowing. It starts from... Yo, it's snowing the whole day, bro. And it's snowing on Saturday. Yo, sir.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. Pause. Rewind, honey. rewind. You said Saturday?
It says Saturday snowing 100%. Tomorrow snowing 100%.
Ugh, my plans are about to get ruined for Saturday. My life.
Sorry, you can't drive. You can't drive while it's snowing. You know, just call us and be like, hey, stay home. Get paid. Yo, it's old. It's gonna be, when I wake up, it's gonna start snowing. It did say it was gonna be summer, spring, and then hit us with the fucking snow. Yo, and we was talking about it. We're like, oh, we're probably not gonna get no more snow. And I'm like, listen, if Mother Nature is a bitch,
I agree.
Ain't nobody trusting her.
She needs to get out of her feelings.
Someone must have hurt her feelings. The Russians.
The Russians.
It gotta be with the Russians, you know?
Girl.
Mm-mm. Not the Russians. Let me not say the Russians, because the Russians have nothing to do with this. Putin.
Girl. I think all of them just need to die at this point, because I'm getting infirma.
No, but like I said, like, we can't blame the Russian people. We have to blame the government, because the government is the one that's in play in this.
Obviously.
Their own people, like, wants to, you know, smack one or two or three. Like, they really ashamed. Like, I feel bad for them, because it's like, they're suffering because of this motherfucker.
Girl, and as much as we can try to help, it's never going to be enough, because at the end of the day, their government has their power, and they can only... They're the ones that have the upper hand and everything, as much as, you know, other countries try to intervene.
And that's some funny shit, because, like, I just feel bad for them. They're going to be in the 1800s with no fucking money.
Girl.
No internet. Yeah. While over here, Elon Musk says, oh, Ukraine, y'all don't have internet, y'all don't have power. Got you. I'm going to get y'all satellite for free, baby.
I'm telling you, si no una mierda de otra, en este, bueno, aquí en este país por lo menos.
Well, no, at least the Elon Musk thing was, it was crazy. That man, praise that man, because he said, Ukraine, I got you, free Wi-Fi.
No, y aquí que no lleve el diablo.
Right, I'm like, yo, Elon Musk, love you, got you. But what about us? Like, we pay mad taxes over here, like, bro.
Girl,
that's pass not, me some money. Pass me some skirt money. What happened? My dad's texting me. That's some weird shit on my phone. And this man is in the living room. Yo, how the fuck we live in the same house and we over here?
I'm about to be like, excuse me. You called your brother while y'all were in the same household to be on a 3-way call with me. So
first of all, he wanted to be on the phone call because he wanted to see the cheese me.
Indique.
Because he's like, yo, I want to know what happened. What happened, bro?
I can't with him.
See you over. Yo, but what really happened? My dad texted me.
But
the drama of this family.
Girl, never fucking ending, yo.
But we're going to end the podcast here because I'm going to eat. Then I'm going to sleep.
And tomorrow back to
work. And I'm going to be crying because I'm going to drive myself to work in the fucking snow.
So tell all of them to go fuck themselves and let's call it a day.
Like, he can't drive. He's like...
I'm about to be like, listen, just sponsor me, bro. Just sponsor me. Let me work from home.
Yeah, like just a couple of days, you know. Let me refresh myself.
Seriously, bro. A couple days at the spa.
Oh, that I need that for a fact. That's a hell yeah.
Me and you both.
Because my body is like, I don't know how long we handle this anymore.
Be like, bitch, we dying. Stop working. Cut the shit. This is disrespectful.
Yo, cut that shit. Cut the lights. It's done.
You need to cut it.
Like, my body's like, so when we stopping? When we going on vacation? I like the beach.
I'm telling you. Me too, girl. Me too. I like the sun and the beach and a couple drinks. Thank you.
I don't like the water of the beach, but I like the beach. Now put me in a pool. Bitch, I'll be swimming in that 24/7.
Girl, pool, the beach, whatever the water type is, girl, you gonna see me half-ass naked in the water with my drink, unbothered.
You want to know what? I'm probably gonna go down where my aunt, my cousin lives, because she lives, she said she lives a couple of hours away from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah, cerca de, South Carolina.
Yeah, so, guess we're gonna be like, yo, I'm pulling up, skirt, skirt.
Be like, ski, ski. Excuse me. Can we stay here for a little bit? Thanks.
Well, she does tell me, like, and tells my brother, like, hey, if y'all want to come, let me know.
I need some of the tropics right now.
Yes, yes. I ain't going to Florida because they don't know how to act right.
No, Florida's a little ghetto.
Even though, I cannot lie, where I went was a gated community with a whole pool and everything.
Now, that Airbnb that you sent me was OD. Like, it was nice.
Wait, which one? Because I sent you a lot.
No, the one that when you guys went to Florida.
Oh, that one was magnifique.
I was like, girl. The things
that
I could do.
It was gated, too. Like I said, I do want to go back just to that area because it was gated. And on top of that, like, you could walk. There's, like, two areas you can walk, like, get out. And I think it was one that was closer to where my Airbnb was.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you could walk up, like, walk out and walk straight up, and you will be near a fucking Walmart, a Chick-fil-A, and a, what's that, Wawa?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, just walk straight up, and it will be there.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. But so basically, you could take a whole fucking walk. Like, hey, I'm taking a morning walk.
I'm gonna see y'all later. Bye.
The only thing I didn't like is the mosquitoes.
Mm-mm. Girl, we gonna find them motherfuckers everywhere. In the heat? Yeah, we will.
Nah, but the ones that are disrespectful is the one in DR. Yo, when I tell you, ma'am, I needed a mojitero.
En Santo Domingo, te quieren chupar hasta el alma, déjate seca.
Yo, I went there. I got a mojitero. I went baby style, bitch. I put a mojitero on that shit. Yo, I woke up. Nah. I had a heart attack. I saw all these bugs. I'm like, listen, I'm from the city, bro. We don't fuck with this. The fucking mosquito is bigger than the fucking roach, bro.
Nah, you know, the mojitero don't even be doing shit. My blood is too damn sweet for them motherfuckers. They be getting right through them shits.
And then on top of that, the roaches that fly, yo.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
I'd be like, I'm about to be like, excuse me, I need one of those electrical, you know, the what's it called? The rackets?
Yo, I had one of those, Joe. I started.
Matalo y mimo on site.
Nah, and like, when I actually went back there the first time, like, my dad saw this, like, lizard. Yo, I panic. I'm like, I don't see this shit in New York.
And I used to take them motherfuckers. I used to throw them shits against the wall. I'm like, nigga, who you trying to scare? Nah, yo, because one of them tried to bite the shit out of me. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Hey, you said,
out of here. I saw this nigga nibbling on one of my toes once. I'm like, excuse me, the audacity. Because I went into, like, como una cerca, and I didn't notice, and I'm just thinking, like, oh, it's whatever, maybe I'm, like, stepping on a rock or some shit. I get out of the fucking thing, and I'm going up the stairs, and all I see is the little lagarto, like, just hanging off my toe, like, bro, you fucking up my pedicure, bro, like, get off. ruining my goddamn pedicure, trying to nibble on me like I'm a fucking flying shit. I'm not with the shit, homie. I don't appreciate the disrespect right now.
This homie said, I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah, like, he out here thinking I'm a whole ass meal. Like, excuse you.
I think I could kill you first before you eat me.
The fucking audacity. I said, all right, I see you motherfuckers.
And next then time one I see jumped, one jumped on my dad one time, and he just grabbed it and was like, "Here," and I'm like,
"I be seeing them motherfuckers hanging off ceilings and shit," and I'm like, "Oh, hey, homie, nice spidey senses."
Yeah, until they fall. Yo, I saw one that I deadass thought he was drunk. Mm-mm, he was running down the wall, and I see him like there was like a on top like a little wall thing. This man did like the fucking drunk wall and literally landed on the floor. I was like, "Yo, you drunk, bro?"
Not the sorprender that he probably fell in a beer bottle and came up falling like, "Hey, dijo una presidente bien fría, diablo."
Con una sombrilla.
Ni que espérate, yo estoy bien. Déjame yo salir a coger sola ahora.
Right. A ver si
me encuentro la novia mía por ahí.
Yo, this man literally fell on the floor. I had to pick him up, el pobrecito. I'm like, you need the sun, bro.
Más bien, hold on. Let me lay right here. I need to get a little crispy.
Bro, you need a sun, bro. Like, I put him outside and I came back. He was still there. I'm like, yo.
Damn.
I'm probably drunk. I don't know who he drank, bro.
I think something happened to him. I think he got a little parasite, guys, but I don't think we could save him. We just gonna leave him right there.
I left him right there. But then after that, I didn't see him anymore. I was like, I don't know, probably a hawk took you, a bird took you, or just...
Or you just fucking decomposed right there.
Right. Because after that, I didn't see him whatsoever. I was like, Tato?
Te digo yo a ti.
I try to save you, pero yo no sé que tú bebiste.
Se jodió el memo, so it is what it is. Let the fucking meme.
Yo, I always literally always have that shit. Like someone's like, "Se murió."
Now I'm about to send it to you right now. Hold on. Let me see. Cause that should be having me fucking dying.
Se murió. El pobrecito se murió.
Te lo mandé para que tú viera before we end this.
Oh, wait, cause I'm. Damn, everybody's sending me messages like the fuck.
You popping, shorty?
The what?
Oh, you have to think about is...
First of all, I texted Carla, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yo, we do the podcast if you want to do it. She's like, I'm not even home. The new killer comes out tonight. I'm like, who the fuck is the new killer? What the fuck are you talking about?
Her stupid game. The shit that she be fucking playing. That's why I don't be paying no mind. I'm like, okay, right, bye.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm going to have to end this because I'm going to be calling my cousin. Some shit happened to her.
Oh, shit, girl.
I'm going to tell you later, though.
I hope he's okay, but...
Shit.
Boing.
Boing.